Blog Talk Radio.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, popping bottles from Trey Love, baby, saying you know what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a
rock,
I'm a rock, I'm a rock. My claim to fame, going for mine, you do the same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Big Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., can't forget. Shoutown, baby, anyway. This beat is sick, rap a chick. Take her pick, if she's sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love.
I'm a rocker,
Dre.
You know you sing on this beat, right?
She my way, she like my style. Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my silly. Grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She's my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey loves you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love.
Yeah.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be crude, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bit. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver. Invent the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
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 Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's
rock,
LA Vegas
her.
Connect, you heard
I'm
me?
Rock,
10 works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Get what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah.
We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the delay. We're having some technical difficulties on Blog Talk Radio this morning on Gilroy Radio. But I'm going to play a little cut while I go on and get this thing taken care of, man. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to Gilroy, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot to update y'all about. Got a special guest calling in today. So we're going to chop it up, y'all. Y'all paying attention on Facebook and Twitter, man. You know, I got to vent about these family issues, man. But let me take care of this business right now. All right? Welcome to Gilroy.
Spending every moment in the studio, I never said it'd be fair. But when you're all alone, I hope you truly know how bad I want to be there. Come right in, set your bag down, took a night off for you. Go ahead,
We have been Essence Magazine, but we never spoke up and said, look, Some of that actually is you. So that was, you know, that was my desire to first give men a voice to say,
right,
hey, we actually have some of the same concerns. And the same thing that a good black woman goes through, so is the same abuse that a good black man goes through. Good people are good people, you know, and
right,
it's the same. And, you know, it had a tremendous impact on people. I was very, very surprised at the acceptance, not for men. I expected them to like it, but the acceptance of the women. They actually loved
yeah,
the film. They're promoters of it.
You know what?
And there's
never been
a film that squarely, straight up, went right to black women and told them directly about the issues that they bring to our relationships. And, you know, there was a lot of apprehension about how that would be accepted, but it was accepted amazingly.
Well, what I want to say is, personally, I mean, I want to shout out my sisters, you know what I mean? And I want the sisters to understand this is nowhere near a bash at you, because here's the deal. What I've come to realize is we have to know that certain people are running this media machine, but films such as Diary of a Tired Black Man and films that I've noticed uplift the black man, sisters are really get behind that, and I want to praise the sisters for that. So a lot of this, male bashing does come from, in my opinion, the media and whatnot. And I'm not even going to say I'm surprised, because, see, the thing is about these sisters, we are their sons, we are their uncles, we are their brothers, we are their friends, you know, and they're looking at us like that, and they realize, you know, every black man isn't, per se, a drug dealing, pimpish kind of, you know, gallivanting gigolo. You know, it's some really good brothers out there. And when sisters see something like this, I mean, I've noticed myself that they do support, you know, positive things that black men are doing. So I want to shout out all my sisters for that. And I want to shout out Monica Hughes again, man, for hooking this interview up. Kim, let's discuss what's going on with you tonight. Let me give the people the information real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Alexander will be showing his film, A Mother's Love, tonight. Here's your invitation. But it will cost you $11. Get there earlier and be prepared to stand. The address is 9919 Washington Boulevard, Culver City, California, at the Culver Plaza Theaters, 310-337-4737, and it starts at 9 p.m. The producer of A Mother's Love as well as Diary of a Black Man. Tell us a little bit about A Mother's Love. I want to hear about that. What's going on with that?
Wow, where did I start? It's very different from Tired Black Man. This one is a fully scripted film, no documentary. And it's a very strong message. It's a gospel-based film. It started his life as a gospel stage play written by my cousin Brad's wife, Carolyn. And she entrusted me to take it and turn it into a screenplay by contributing to it. And what we came up with is an amazing message that helps our women see something that they really need to see. It's probably going to hit like 70% of the women real hard, you know. But I don't want to give too much away, but I will say it's about a woman who lost her way, who got caught up in her desires and aspirations and did not realize that her family was really the important thing in her life.
Wow.
And so I'm lost in the success and material and aspirations of our worldly desires, and we lose sight in our family. We already have what we need, but we're too busy trying to get something else to satisfy a manufactured need that society has manufactured for us.
Wow. So what is your goal with this film, Tim? Do you plan on getting it in theaters? Is this like something you want to put on DVD? How can people – I know, first of all, I did give everyone the information on how you guys can go see it tonight, but give the listeners information on where they can purchase and find Diary of a Tired Black Man, as well as, you know, what's going to be the movement with A Mother's Love.
Okay, Diary of a Tired Black Man is easy. You can get it on at Amazon. You can get it at iTunes Music Store, Walmart, if you're in a black neighborhood. It's very easy. Diary of a Tired Black Man. A Mother's Love, we're still working out the details. It'll definitely be on DVD, but we're still trying to see if we're going to get it out in a wider distribution channel. It's really my burden to create a different type of media to stand in the face of this poop that Hollywood is putting out.
Wow.
I have a new called Learning Through Conflict Pictures. I'm going to make highly conflicted messages in my movies, but when you watch them, it's not about the people on the screen. It's about you. There's no way you can watch one of the things and not look at yourself, because you, yourself, and you are your own biggest problem.
Wow. Whoa. I'm going to tell you, brother, I got a lot of listeners, man. You know what I mean? And being an African-American male, you know, I build my audience, of course, up off of African-American people. But I'm trying to reach, you know, all type of, because I truly believe that the race is only human. If we take everything that people say and just translate it into one language, then everybody would see one way, you know, and one thing, because we are all human beings and we all deal with the same things. Before you were actually set to do my interview today, I went through something with a family member, and it kind of disgusts me because, you know, as we grow, you know, we all had to be, you know, in order to get to be, say, you know, I'm only 25, you know, I know my listeners understand I am, you know, that's, and I hope, I know somebody's probably laughing right now when I said that, but I don't care. Like I said, I'm 25, and the thing is, in order to get 25, I had to be 19 before, I had to be 16 before, I had to be 10 before. And what irks me is, as we grow as people, some of us actually mature as we grow. We go to school, we get schooled, we learn, and we become different people. So for the people, I want to make sure that I'm putting this directly out to the family members that saw me fail, that saw me go through some bad things and whatnot. I want to say to you, hey, I'm human, but you know what I did? I progressed. I wanted a better way of life, so I decided to make changes. You understand? And that's how I'm ending up doing what I'm doing today. So please, let's make sure we get Diary of a Tired Black Man, and also let's make sure that we pay attention to films such as A Mother's Love, because these things are moving, and as a black man that's an actor as well, I'm able to express through my art. So I want to just thank you so much, Tim, for giving us what you've given us. We're going to go and take the song real quick, but stay on the line, because I want you to give some information when we come back, and also let the listeners know where they can reach you. So this song goes out to any family member that is
too, and you can do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they do it to. So face. Yeah. It tastes like lemonade. Yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face. Yeah. I be sipping on Haterade. Yeah. That deep down get your face. Yeah. That flavor lemonade. Yeah. Scrunch your face when you see me face. Okay. You know I'm talking about.
I'm hard. I should be on some rust to the spray the cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Ferrari and get good. Get intimidated. Mutilated. Maserati. Lamborghini. Decapitated. Investigation. I'm accumulating. Seeing with him. Tell him not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn. But I just run around town picking up stacks. Something like Louis, something like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill. Some chill, some chill, some chill. I'm just around, around the town with the top shop talk. See the collar off the pound, cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car.
Gucci. We evolved from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your face.
Yeah.
It tastes like lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yeah.
I be sipping on Haterade.
Yeah.
That deep down get your face.
Yeah.
That flavor lemonade.
Yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about.
Don't lift your glass, don't lift your glass.
Just think about the future and forget the past.
Welcome back to Kilroy Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? We're having a good time today, man. We got, you know, film producer Tim Alexander on the line, man, talking about his major, major films, man. I'm just excited, man, to have him on my show today. Big shout out again to Monica Hughes, Gilroy East Coast Radio, for hooking that up, man. All right, brother, I got you back on the line. I want you to talk to the people about where they can reach you, and whatever it is you need. I want you to use this moment as a forum. I want you to tell the people where they can find your film tonight. You know, give them the information. Just kind of reimpose what I did, but I also want you to tell the people where they can reach you, also to actors and writers and people that can network with you. Give them information where they can reach you.
Okay. You can find me easiest on Facebook. I'm Tim Alexander, LA, on Facebook. And if you go there, you can actually see the trailer and the artwork for the DVD cover. It's on the top of my page, and it also has information about the screening tonight. I want people to understand that my mission was handed to me by God to be a voice in these last days. This is a time when our families are at an all-time low. When I was a child, 90% of the homes had a father in the house, a black father in the house. Now, by the time the kids are 18, only 10% have both their biological fathers at home. So it went 90% in the other direction, and that's just critical. So we have to start to look at what changed. And all this destruction happened in a 45-year period, the first time in the history of the earth that we've had so few fathers in the home. It was an assault due to the effects of the second wave of feminism, due to the media, due to government policies. When we got freed as black people, after Martin Luther King did that march, they figured out a very insidious way to re-break us. And until we start to look and realize that the position of a father, all this, I don't need a man to raise my kid crap.
Wow. No, I'm just amazed right now. Keep going. Wow.
That's foolishness from hell. You do need a man to raise your child. You sure didn't make him by yourself.
Oh,
and
my
God.
And
God made it clear in his word what the father's position was in the home. And anytime a woman thinks she can be the mother and the father, you ain't never been no man. And there's some things you don't understand about raising a boy to be a man. And you cannot set the values for a girl to find a good man if you did not find a good man to be her father. So, you know, I'm not saying it never happens, but if we look at the reality, 90% of the men in prison are the products of a single mother. And 65% of the men
in college
have two parents still together. So being a single mother, sometimes it works really well, but so often it does not. And I don't just mean any man as a father, a good man.
A good man is like
a good woman. They're both jewels. But if you don't pick a good man because you're chasing bad boys, then you got what you got.
Wow.
So first of all, you got to check your own decisions. Wow. Everything that has a penis is not a good man. It may be good and bad, but that don't make it a good man.
I hope y'all listening, ladies. I hope y'all
I hope y'all listening, ladies. I hope y'all paying attention to the church. I got to echo that.
Come with it, brother. And that's serious, because you know what? I do have a nice female following, and a lot of my lady friends know that I'm a real brother. You know what I'm saying? I do real things, and I'm a real person. I'm a college
educated
black
man.
Real black man. You know, a different type of, and really pushing and pursuing the thought of a new thought black man. You know what I'm saying? To get us to stop seeing thugism as royalty. Yeah, you know, I'm on the shit. No, let's get out here and play a little corporate game with them. You understand what I'm saying? Let's pick some corporate cotton. You want to impress me, black man? Don't show me no gun. Show me a college degree if you want to impress me. You want to impress me? Put a film together and tell your story and put it out there on the market and let these people see what's going on in your life for real if you want to impress me. You're not impressing me because a gun, a two-pound baby can kill somebody with a gun. So because you can get a gun and you can kill somebody, and you can be tough, you don't impress me because you
all you gotta do, all you gotta do is buy a gun or steal a gun. Knowledge, you
exactly.
gotta work for that.
You gotta work to get knowledge, and the fact that you
a gun ain't nothing.
A king, and you a black man, and you stand strong. What you even need a gun for anyway? Especially when you turn your cannon on your own people. That's what I'm talking about. There was a brother. I recently did a show. It was a young man recently, Herbert Seymour Jr. I want to say to him, rest in peace again. He's a friend of a family member. He's a good friend of mine named Tanya Capri. This young man was killed on February 10th, a black man who was working at Best Buy. It was a clip on the news. This young man was 31 years old. This is the type of brother, let me tell you, show you what's going on in our community. This man was the type of brother that went to work and also went to court to fight to get custody of his daughter, his 9-year-old daughter. This man was raising his child, living in the same house that he was born in, walked a block away to the liquor store and was gunned down at 31 years old. And, I mean, the people that do follow me on here know that I did a show dedicated to him. And, see, this is what I'm saying. I don't know how it is that as black men, we do these types of things to impress each other. And I'm not
you know what?
Brothers. What's up?
And you know, I'm sorry to step in, but you know what? We all know ain't none of these gangbangers got a good daddy at home. Come on, let's get real. Mm-hmm. What man with a good daddy? I'm not just talking about some guy around the house. I'm talking about a good daddy. What man with a good daddy walks around trying to be hard, trying to bang? That doesn't even make any sense. Those are motherless, lost souls who don't have any male companionship or any male bonding except for other lost males, and they bind together like children of the flies, and they walk around the streets like marauders trying to act like they're men and don't even know what a man is because the mother couldn't teach them. And no disrespect to single mothers, but I'm saying we got to get more men involved. If you look back in Africa, it was the men who took the boys out into the jungle and taught them how to hunt and taught them how to do man things and put them through man rituals, while the woman stayed home and taught those girls how to be nurturers and how to take care of the family. We have lost our roles. We don't believe or accept that we actually have gender roles. Until we have the same genitals, we don't have the same purpose. You know, and, you know, let's just get real.
Yes.
You know, it's a man's job to go out and take care of that family. A new research shows that after the age of 3, the father becomes the primary parent because he sets guidance, direction, you know, responsibility, discipline. The mother's role is to nurture that home. And now that we have women being the mother and the father and the man and I can do it all by myself, guess what? After you finish working, you still have to go home and do homework and cook and clean and put kids to bed. How about back in the day when I was a kid, when mama was at home doing that stuff and daddy was out working, you know? And don't tell me that it takes a two-family income. That's not true because there are too many single mothers holding it down, taking care of the kids, working through college, and have a house and car. So one income can work. If a man's out working, doing what he's supposed to do, we need more women to stay at home and nurture those children so they're not getting pregnant while you're at work.
Wow.
And not running the streets while you're at work. That's a trick that's been put on us that we all got to work because we all want this stuff. We want a plasma TV in every room. Well, how about our families? That's what a mother's love is about.
Man, I'm gonna just say this here, man, to the whole family that's listening. I mean, this is the type of stuff we need. This is what you know, Gilroy Radio is about, y'all. It's about making a difference and making things known, man. And you know, I've often shared with y'all, you know what I mean, that my children's mother has, you know, I'm fighting every day to even talk to my kids, you know what I'm saying? I have daughters, and it's just like she's raised these girls to act as if they don't have to talk to their father. That's not an important thing, you know what I mean? We having a little technical difficulty.
I don't know why women do that to good men. They complain about all these men who aren't any good. They complain about all these men who don't take care of their children. They fuss and scream and blow snot bubbles because they're mad because these men won't take care of their children. Then they have good brothers like you.
Yeah.
And they won't let them see their children.
And won't even let me see
them. Are some women crazy?
Yeah,
I mean,
literally.
Are you that mad at this man that you're going to destroy your own child and mess up their life and deprive them of something they need because you're mad?
You know,
are you kidding me?
It's a travesty. It's a travesty. I mean, people don't understand the hurt that I go through because of it because, I mean, we didn't have a good marriage. First of all, I was an 18-year-old father. You understand what I'm saying? What type of husband did you expect me to be at 18? I was not ready for marriage, and then when we had kids, it was like, okay. So what I did was, and at this time, my mother was alive, and me and my mother talked about it. I was like, Ma, I got to get away from this. So I divorced her, but in my mind, in my head, just because we're divorced does not mean that I don't have children, that I'm not going to take responsibility and care for my own kids. That's just something that was natural. It's a natural instinct in me to love and take care of myself. So to have my kids, that's only a matter of, that's not even, to me, to be honest with you, I always say, like when brothers would say, I'm going to babysit my kids, I never even think when you're watching your children as a man, I don't see that as babysitting. I'm doing, that's what my duty is, to take care of my children. So, you know, for her to deny me the visitation and the nurturing and the teaching and to be able to be the man, to be a man in their life that as their father they respect. And when they do something, they thinking in the back of their mind, no, I don't want to do that because, I mean, my dad's going to be upset. You know what I mean? I wanted
right.
to be able to be that type of parent. And for her to deny me that, it's a great travesty. And I'm going to tell
and
you,
I don't
you know
how they think it's their right. I don't know how they think it's their right. They are 50% of that child's DNA. On what
That's
grounds
right.
do women feel like the children are theirs? And then the courts support them on that foolishness.
Oh,
I'm in the
my
same
God.
Boat.
That's the crazy
I'm in the
part.
Same boat,
I mean,
my brother.
I'm
in the
okay.
same boat. I was married. My wife decided she didn't want to be there. You know, she walked
wow.
away from me.
Right.
And I had to fight for my children. I got them, but I had to fight. You know, she wanted full custody and wanted me to have to pay money to visit them and have my pay supervisor and just... You know, just
right.
did everything. And there was never a problem. It's just somehow or another things get in their head, and they want to go to war to teach you a lesson. And she knows how much I love my kids. But, you know, God
yeah.
prevailed, and I got 50-50 equal custody with my children. And, you know, I enjoy being, you know, a dad, you know. But
exactly.
it was a fight. We never should have had to fight for
that's
the same
the whole
kids
point
both
about
of us
it. You
it doesn't
shouldn't
make
have
sense.
To fight. Why are we going to fight over the children that we both love? We're not together. But you know what I believe it is, Tim, and I'm going to go on and bring a female in because I got a female caller on the line. I'm going to bring a female in to express her opinion on this. But my thing is, they must still be in love with us in order to fight like that because there ain't no way you keep going through that. And you know I'm not that bad of a
No, that's not love.
Love
doesn't do that. That ain't love. That ain't love. That's anger.
Was it
Let's
hate?
Get real.
It is anger. I love it. Somebody that's real. Hey, I'm going to have you call in on my show as much as you want, brother, because I love you and your opinion and the way you express yourself. We're going to bring
hey,
you a female call in.
You're a 25-year-old. I got to give you props. I ain't never met a... I was talking to a 40-year-old man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this brother's, you know, darn near my age.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, being, you know, to make it to 25 as a black man was a monumental feat within itself. So.
You sound like a man, talk like a man.
Hey, you know,
you are a man.
I respect that. 25 years old with 16-year-old daughters. All right, we got a woman on the line. What's up, Victoria? How you doing?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, this is
Victoria.
Hey, we got you on the line.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we
welcome to Joy Radio, Victoria. We hear you live. What's going on?
Okay, yes, I'm not sure what the gentleman's name is that was talking, but I really appreciate everything you're having to say, and you're really breaking it down about the whole situation. I mean, I missed the first part of the show, but I was on a soapbox about the same thing on a site called Black Knowledge on Facebook. They had addressed this issue, and they posed the question whether the child support enforcement system that's presently in place is also you know, causing tremendous problems to the breakdown of the black family. And I responded with a resounding yes, because I mean, it's a travesty. I don't even know where to begin in addressing all the problems that we're seeing right now with black men, black women, black children. Like you were saying, like 85% of black children are in single parent homes. And I just don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, and that's so ridiculous. You know what? I appreciate when women stand up, because it's going to also take women to stand up and tell other women what we need to look at. Because it's just like during our march for freedom as black people when we were slaves. We didn't do that by ourselves. If we didn't have some good white people that stood with us and said, look, I'm white just like you. We can't do that just to those people. You know, women have to stand up and say, look, I'm a woman just like you. We can't keep doing this foolishness. You know, and it's going to take
a
collective voice of men and women to fix this.
Very true. And, I mean, as a woman, I get a lot of flack. I'm an attorney, and I represent a lot of men in child custody and divorce and paternity cases. And I just have come across just, like, some very vicious women that just can't put their emotions aside for the sake of their children. I mean, I would never want to put my child intentionally at a disadvantage. And if I have a man who's trying to be a part of my child's life, I need to find a way to deal with myself and what my issues are so that my child is given every advantage to be ahead in his life. I just can't comprehend how many women, just because this man won't be with them or because they were with them, I mean, they have their issues and they have their mistakes, but your children need to come first. The court is supposed to look at what is in the best interest of the child, and studies show that the best interest of the child is to have both parents present in that child's life. They even showed a study that said even if a father's presence is intermittent, because, I mean, yeah, some men pop in and out, and you know, really the ideal would be for them to be there on a regular, consistent basis, but there was a study that came out that said even if it's intermittent, it makes so much of a difference. So I look at a lot of these women who are going through total changes, trying to prevent a man from seeing his child or having custody rights to his child, and you have these men who are trying, and, I mean, they just make it so incredibly difficult to the point where the man just says, finally, you know what, I'm just going to wait till the child turns 18. I can't deal with this anymore. And I'm like,
yeah.
Do you really want to intentionally do this to your child?
And
really?
You know what? You're right. A lot of men, when they don't see their kids, it's not because they don't want to see the kids. They don't want to deal with her.
Right. Right.
You know, a lot of times they say, forget you and the kids. I'm just out. In other words, I'm already done with you. Do I still have to be punished from you every time I try to just see my child? They get tired of
right.
it. That's why I made the film Tired
Black. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it is tearing our whole community apart. Like you said, these gangbangers out here are not coming from good father with a good father example in their household. These kids dropping out of high school, dropping out of school, you can't tell me that these are coming from two-parent families who have both parents around. I do applaud a lot of single mothers from coming to from a side to support the women. I mean, you do have a lot of deadbeat men out there who are not helping out and who are not trying to give the woman what she needs to raise a child properly because they can't be with her for whatever reason that is. I mean, that's a whole other topic. But I lost my train of thought. But, no, I just don't even know where to begin. And we suggested, you know, forming some kind of nonprofit organization that we can start making people aware of these issues so that we can start lobbying to change these child support laws that put people in jail and punish people, even if they're trying to support their kids. People need to get knowledge about the legal system and how it works and what avenues somebody can take. I mean, I know a lot of men don't understand that because there's a child support order issued against you, that thing can't be modified, that it can't be stopped if your situation changes. And I think we might all need to just come together and form some kind of organization that can foster this, because if we don't, if this doesn't change, I'm really concerned about what's going to happen.
Yes, and men need to stand up and realize that because they go to court, they're not automatically the loser. But so many men give up their power. I had to fight like crazy for my children. You know,
and
I was not taking anything less than half, because they're just as much my children as they are hers.
Exactly.
And if I didn't fight and just allowed things to happen that would happen, you know, but I got away. I got 50-50 legal and physical custody and have no child support and no spousal support. because I'm just as much a parent as she is. And that's what men don't realize. If you get 50%
right.
custody, you don't have to pay her. Because you take care of them when you have them, and she takes care of them when she has them.
Wow. Exactly.
If she gets custody
exactly.
and you get to see them on the weekend, you got to pay for that, buddy.
Wow.
You got to pay for her babysitting services, her child care services. And I did it without an attorney. I went in and fought it myself and figured it out.
Whoa.
Wow, that's
oh,
very,
damn.
Yeah.
I'm loving that.
I admire
now,
you.
You know what that proves to me?
I got
now,
my
you know
kids,
what?
And I don't pay a nickel. I don't pay a cent.
Let me tell you something, Tim. Assyria is an attorney.
Hey,
right?
Look. My thing was this. You can leave, but I ain't going to pay you to do it. I'm not going to pay you to wreck my family. I'm going to support my kids, but I ain't going to pay you for leaving me.
Okay, cool, bye. But I'm taking care Woo! Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is the best show, bar none, Gilroy Radio's ever had. What Monica put on here? Monica shout, yeah. Monica says, make sure you tell Tim to shout out on Facebook page, LOL, as well as you, LOL. Tim is awesome. Folks don't understand. Monica, get her shout out at Twitter and Tuesdays, man. I'll make sure he does that, Monica. I just shouted it. But, man, that's real talk, though. I hope my daughters are paying attention. I know they are, because what happens is these women teach these children to disrespect the fathers. And I'm going to tell you something, the most hurtful thing, and it's kind of like, in a way, I got a little credit, you win, because the fact that my children disrespect me is that hurts. That it ain't no more pain than that, that my children feel like, oh, I don't have to talk to him, or, you know what I'm saying, I can just disrespect them. Like, it's like I can't sleep at night thinking about that sometimes. And I want my daughters to know. One of my daughters does reach out to me, and she does, like, you know, make sure she knows she loves me. But to that other one, that feels as if it's not even that she doesn't have to respect my phone calls, doesn't have to, you know, communicate with me. I want to say that's an utter shame. You are my child. But I'm going to let you know straight up, and I'm going to say this live on Gilroy Radio. I'm living a good life. I'm having a blast. And I'm not forcing nothing with nobody. And that's even to my own child. I mean, my door is always open to you, but I'm saying straight up, if I'm living this good and I'm this happy and this content and you don't want to receive the love I'm trying to give you, I just put this all on your sister, and I give it to somebody that want and deserve it, and that's real talk.
Right. Yeah.
Painful to say, but it's true. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to live my life around even my children, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I mean, and, you know, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, play this song for everybody involved. This is to anybody in business. This is to anybody in any way, shape, or form that thinks I'm going to be chasing you, or I'm going to be mad with you, or I'm going to be pushing or pursuing to try to be with you when you ain't trying to be with me. It ain't no problem, because I'm going to tell you what I'll do. Love.
Radio. One and only Trey Love, aka King Kilroy. And I'm putting a public message out to everybody. You understand what I'm saying? I love you all. And that's such. If I have to love you in a business, I have no problem doing that. It don't matter who you are.
Catch this film tonight. I'm definitely going to be in the building. I was at the Pan African Film Festival last night. Saw a movie called I can't even think of the name of it offhand. God. Yeah, shoot them with the emails.
I said, don't do that to me.
No, I won't. I'm thinking of it right now. I'm finna have Sophia Reed. Sophia, throw the name of the movie we seen last night up on there for me, yo. It was a good one too. Ghetto Physics. She didn't even throw it up. I remember it. It was Ghetto Physics. Ghetto Physics was a really, really hot film, man. I mean, my brother be doing an interview with that gentleman too. So it's really hot. I'm gonna be there tomorrow. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Good people. It's a great film.
Oh, it was ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read this one more time. Tim Alexander will be showing his film, My Mother's Love, tonight. Here's your invitation, but it will cost you $11. Get there early or be prepared to stand. The address is 9919 Washington Boulevard, Culver City, California, at the Culver Plaza Theaters, 310-337-4737. Ladies and gentlemen, today is February 22nd. It is Twitter Me Tuesdays. We have on the line our special impromptu guest. Blessed to have this brother, man. We got to have this brother back, man. We got to come back and make sure we know and we keep this brother in rotation, man. I'm telling you, bro, I love your style. I love your energy, man, and I love your realism, man. You welcome anytime you want to come on Gilroy Radio. You just hit Monica, man,
you.
And we make that happen. And you have a wide open forum for that. So I got you and Terry on the line. Hey, were you here for All-Star Weekend, Tim?
I was working, editing, trying to get this film ready, but I was here.
I hate to do this,
but I got to cut out because I'm still trying to get some last-minute stuff done to get ready for tonight, and I wasn't even expecting to be here on this show, which I appreciate being, but I got to cut out. I'm so sorry.
All right, man. Hey, I'm going to let you go.
Just carry on.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. We still got a 3 o'clock on the line, man. But I want to thank you for your time, and I'm gonna let you know I will see you tonight. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna look. I'm gonna say, hey, somebody show me. You'll see me. I'm a handsome 25-year-old. So I'm
okay. And if anybody wants to check me out, go to Facebook, Tim Alexander LA. I got an open Facebook page. You can go there and see what I'm talking about and see trailers, and I talk about a whole bunch of stuff on my page. If you want to keep it real and get perspective, go to my page.
All right, everybody. Y'all see this open invite. Tim Alexander, L.A., man. Thank you so much for your time, man. Great luck tonight. I will see you tonight, bro.
Great. Thank you.
Goodbye. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we just had Mr. Tim Alexander, a special guest, man. That was a blessing. Monica, girl, you know what? Gilroy East Coast Radio, Monica, you all... You got the nerve to be fine, and you be hooking it up. I'm going to stop. You know what I'm saying? All these pretty women working with me. They don't work for me. They work with me. Look at Sophia Reed going to put on there with a real pimps and hoes. Please stand up. If y'all seen the movie Ghetto Physics, and I got to give a shout-out to my main man, Vincent Ward, yo. Vincent, you did that, yo. Looking like a real pimp, boy. I seen you shining last night. Yo, you was shining. I seen you shining. I'm finna shout him out on the page, man. My main man, Mr. Vincent Ward, man. I seen him shining last night. He did his thing, boy. As a pimp in that film. So, Ateria, have you seen that yet? And I know you saw Vincent Ward in the play, but did you see the film yet?
I haven't seen the film. What film are you referring to?
Yeah, he's in the Film Fest.
Oh, the Film Fest. No,
yeah.
I missed the film this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be tonight, too. You coming out to the one tonight?
Yeah, I come out. It's off of Washington Boulevard, you said?
Yeah, let me get an address one more time to the people. And my main man, Vincent Ward, y'all saw him on the Trey Love Show. This gentleman, I mean, he's Vincent Ward is a beast. He was in the film Ghetto Physics, I meant to say. Tim Alexander, let me get y'all the address one more time. 9919 Washington Boulevard, Culver City, California, at the Culver City Plaza Theater. Yeah, that's where he's going to be tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're just going to go on and play a little music, man. I've been having so much fun, man. I got to ride a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a wonderful show, man. So we're just going to keep it pushing, man. Have a little fun before we take it home, man. Y'all make sure y'all come out to the Film Fest tonight, y'all.
Never be your boyfriend, 'cause you know I got a special girl. And I could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island, we can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep. Take you out to dinner, but there's a couple places we won't go, 'cause number one is no beginner, and there's a couple things that she don't know. So I could take you to a hotel, we could be there just the two of us. Girl, I love you 'cause you don't tell.
Y'all, welcome back to Get Right Radio, man. We ain't got but a few minutes left, but I want to give a shout out to people that really, really looked out and showed me a lot of love in my life, man. To my cousin, Nadir Muhammad, Shanitra on Facebook. To my Uncle Lloyd, man, much love to you. To my sister LaShawn and her husband Lavelle. Also to my boy Sean Johnson. That's her ex-husband, Nadir's ex-husband. To my cousin Jace, Jana. You know, it's people out there that did make sure they looked out for me, man. And I want y'all to know that y'all gonna always get more shine and get more love to my little brother. You know what I'm saying? See love, man. You know what I'm saying? See money. He gonna be coming out of Gilroy. You know what I'm saying? You know, shop with some bad stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I want to shout him out, man. People that just showed me love, man, and kept me alive. You know what I'm saying? That held me down. during the real times, you know, and didn't talk about me and didn't act as if, you know what I'm saying, I was something bad or I had, so, you know, I was something wrong with me because I dealt with some things, you know what I'm saying, just had my back and supported me. So I want to show y'all love for loving me, and we're going to keep it like that, you know what I'm saying, all the way from the bottom to the top. You know, I'm going to let Terry Clark get in real quick. Terry, get them your shout-outs. Let them know where they can reach you. Give me about 1 minute, and then we're going to take it home. So go ahead.
Okay. You can reach me at on Facebook at Community Law Firm. If you check like that page, you'll get updates on the different developments in the law and just some discussions about different topics and seminars that I'll be having. I'm planning to have an open house and grand opening this weekend, 155 West Washington Boulevard. I hope to have an event this Saturday, so stay tuned. Facebook Fridays, I'll have more details about that. You can also reach me via phone at 866-347-9247. And I didn't catch the question that you had for me about Mr. Ward, but I do want to say that he is an excellent actor. I saw him recently in Don Welch's play, My Brother's Keeper, and his character there was excellent. So I would like to definitely check him out tonight at the film festival in the movie.
All right. All right, everybody. That's been Gilroy Radio. I want to shout out Tim Alexander real quick. Make sure you go check out A Mother's Love tonight. Shoot you that information one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, the address is 9919 Washington Boulevard, Culver City, at the Culver Plaza Theater, 310-337-4737. It's going to cost you $11 to get in there, man. Hey, we're going to take this home, baby. I hope y'all ready to fly. This has been Twitter Me Tuesdays on Gilroy Radio. Let's go.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Polo the Dub. It's Fergie.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
L-A-U-R-A Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio. Radio. Radio.
Let's get kinky, I got loose.
master. Want me slow, want me fast, it doesn't matter. Your wish is my goal, I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver, invent the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker,
I'm a rocker.
It's the LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit works entertainment.
I'm gon' rock.
Hear what? Straight love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha! I'm gon' rock her. Yeah. We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.